Once I made it to center stage, the DJ in the overhead booth switched on the spotlight. I was now burning in a hard white sun. Dressed in a too tight t-shirt and shredded hanging off my ass jean shorts, I looked like the slutty boy at summer camp, the one who frequently disappears with the artsy male counselors. People were always telling me how young I looked, so I thought the camp thing worked for me. Before my eyes could get used to the spotlight, the DJ bellowed over the loudspeaker in a 70s game show announcer voice. "Gentlemen, welcome to the Follies. Our next dancer is making his first appearance here. Put your hands together for... Craig." This is it, I thought. There is no putting your khakis back on now. I stood there and started to dance a little bit, moving my feet from side to side with great deliberateness, like the gangly boys at the high school dance. Fortunately, there were no Chippendales like dance routines needed here. It wasn't that kind of place. The guys who came to the Follies, Washington, D.C.'s oldest gay porn theater, and if you believe their ads, home of the hottest all-male burlesque, they wanted flesh and they wanted it fast. This was less strip tease than strip touch. The dancer's job was to get on stage, disrobe quickly, try to get a hard on, and then walk out among the customers who, for a tip, generally a buck, got to stroke, fondle, poke, and prod the dancer's body. It was more like sex than dancing, and it had become my job. This was quite a change for me, since I spent most of my days as a graduate student and teacher at the University of Maryland in College Park, going to classes, giving lectures, grading papers, all on a campus so idyllic and grassy that it was used as a school in St. Elmo's Fire. But I was ready for a change. I needed it, even if I couldn't explain exactly why. I knew that I was taking a risk by dancing here. The Follies itself could be a dangerous place. A 1977 fire took 8 lives, among them a congressional aide, a Midwestern minister, an ex-Marine, and an economist for the World Bank. Then, 15 years later, more than a dozen flashlight-wielding cops stormed into the dark theater and arrested 14 men on sodomy and other sex-related charges. 3 dancers got caught up in the sweep. One guy, wearing only cowboy boots, was busted in the middle of his set. I was also taking a risk because I wasn't sure what would happen if the people at school, especially my students, or even worse, their parents, found out about it. But I didn't really care about these risks. I couldn't afford to. It was a journey I felt compelled to take, the road less clothed, and this was my first step.